Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 215, Stay on the Vine. Listen to what Jesus says in John 15:4. Let it land. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Notice what he does here. He doesn't issue a command and walk away. He pairs the invitation with a promise. Abide in me and I in you. That is a two-sided communion. He is already willing. He is already present. The question this verse is asking you and me today is simple and serious. Are we? Jesus uses an image everyone understands, a branch and a vine. And the botanical truth is stark. A branch cut from the vine can look alive for hours. It still has color. It still has shape, but it is dying. Because what kept it alive was never the branch itself. It was the sap rising from outside, from below, from the root. The moment that connection was severed, life began to leave. And look at us. How many times are we busy, striving, producing, but somewhere inside we feel like something has dried up? It isn't lack of effort. It is lack of connection. Busyness can look like fruit, but the real thing, love that actually changes people, patience that holds under pressure, generosity that touches real lives, that fruit does not come from our striving. It flows from the inside out. It comes from the life of Christ running through us. And abiding in that life is not one more task on an already full schedule. It is not another box to check. It is a posture. It is waking up and saying, before anything else, Lord, today I need you. Not just what you can do for me, you. When you carry that awareness through the day, ordinary things shift. Your work becomes an act of faithful dependence. Your conversations carry something deeper. You face the hard stuff with a root beneath you. And the fruit that grows from this, Jesus says later in the very same chapter, this fruit lasts. It is not religious activity for its own sake. It is life that touches other lives and remains. It is worth investing in what endures. So, today the call is concrete. Before breakfast, before you reach for your phone, before you open your email, before you step into the day, stop. 2 minutes. Set the phone aside and tell Jesus, out loud or in writing, one thing you cannot carry alone today. Just one thing. It might be a fear, a decision, a weariness that has been sitting heavy on your chest. Hand it over. That is the posture of a branch that stays on the vine. That is the opening through which grace flows. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.